This Friday, told you earlier in the week a story about a mother sends her four-year-old daughter to school, and there's a district school inspector, food inspector, that looks at the packed lunch that the little girl brings to school. And she brings to school, let's see, a turkey and cheese sandwich, all right, healthy, check. Banana, healthy, check. Apple juice, I think apple juice is healthy. Some too much sugar, Hannity. Well, I like apple juice. I think I used to give my kids apple juice. They turned out fine. I drank apple juice. I'm okay. And potato chips made out of potatoes, but they're potato chips. And but the school inspector, the food inspector, didn't think it was healthy enough, didn't have a vegetable. So instead, they gave the school lunch to the girl, which included chicken nuggets. Since when did chicken nuggets become all that healthy? And a vegetable and a fruit. And it's just like, first of all, what are we doing here? I frankly don't understand it. You know, why does the government have any control over what we eat? And as the mother pointed out, the girl doesn't like vegetables. If she liked vegetables, she would put them in the bag. But the girl doesn't like them. She's not going to eat them. Anyway, here to sort some of this out, we have Julie Gundlach is with us. She is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, and Susan Levin, dietitian with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Guys, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
All right. Is Susan Levin no relation to the great one, Mark Levin, is there?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You're a medical doctor?
I'm a registered dietitian.
All right, registered. And by the way, I want you to know, I like to eat healthier than I do. I mean, I still eat hot dogs and rice, and I still eat, you know, McDonald's sometimes, and I still like steak, and I eat things that I shouldn't, and I probably don't eat as much fruits and vegetables as I should, but I'm making an effort because I think I believe in health. And the same with my kids. I every time they want to go to Friendly's or some place, I don't let them get what they want. We tend to eat more grilled chicken and Caesar salad than anything else. So that's where I'm coming from. Tell me what's wrong with that packed lunch that the mother gave the daughter.
Well, first of all, you're talking about one incident out of, you know, 28 million kids are eating at school every day.
All right, but I'm asking, is there anything wrong? You're a dietitian. Anything wrong with that packed lunch? Because I don't see anything wrong with it.
It's not a great packed lunch, I have to say. Potato chips, turkey
right.
and cheese,
what's
not the best.
What's
but,
wrong with a turkey and cheese sandwich?
Not that healthy. There's no fiber in that. I would like to see some.
Well, what if it was on wheat bread?
And vegetables and a whole grain and maybe some beans. But really the irony here is that it was replaced with chicken nuggets, which are completely unhealthful.
Exactly. I mean, don't they, I don't know, how do they cook them? Do they deep fry those or what do they do with those? I guess you can bake them.
I'm pretty sure they're probably reheated from some commodity food box.
Yeah, probably fast food, you know, with preservatives and all this other stuff. So the school didn't do a particularly good job of replacing it with something really healthy.
No.
All right, but here's the deal. As a parent, frankly, I don't have a problem with turkey and cheese. Turkey's a good meat. If it's on whole wheat bread, that's fine. If, you know, I understand maybe people don't like any cheese. I happen to like cheese and maybe probably had one slice of cheese on it. That's all I'm thinking. And I'm thinking, all right, so that's not too bad. A banana's good. Do you have any problems with apple juice?
Apple juice is fine as long as the kid is also getting some other whole fruits like the banana. So that was a good choice by the parent. But I think the real issue here, honestly, is, and I like what's highlighted, is that the government actually considers, and don't get me wrong, I'm not against the National School Lunch Program. I think it's a great opportunity to feed kids well, but that opportunity is completely missed because kids are fed things like chicken nuggets, french fries, cow's milk. The whole plate is a disaster.
Yeah. All right, what do you think, Julie? I have this big problem with the government stepping in and inspecting sack lunches of kids and deeming that this lunch is inappropriate.
Well, I want to go back to Susan saying that she didn't think that was a healthy lunch. I think most reasonable people, most reasonable parents, those are exactly the type of lunches they feed their children. I send my child to a lunch or to school with a lunch very similar to that. And I think when we hear people like Susan, nutritionists, and people who are food activists and follow these things say, no, that's not an appropriate lunch. I mean, it makes it impossible for parents. They sort of feel, you know, it makes them feel overwhelmed. Like, well, what do you want us to pack if not a turkey sandwich, a banana, and a treat and apple juice? It's totally unreasonable to say that that's not a perfectly fine lunch for a four-year-old. And frankly, it's also within the right of the parent to make that decision for her child. I mean, if her child likes turkey, my little boy loves turkey. If that's what, I mean, the idea here is to get kids to eat, and there was plenty in that lunch bag that was healthy, and the idea that the school state lunch inspector thought it was appropriate to tell her she couldn't eat her home packed meal, and then gave
and upset
her
a 4-year old girl.
It's a 4-year old girl. I mean, what message does that send to that 4-year old girl? It tells her your mommy is wrong and I am right. The government can make a better decision for you than your own parents.
Do you think that's appropriate? That aspect of it, Susan?
No, I mean, first of all, I'm not sure those facts are completely straight. Nobody is owning up to this inspector.
Well, hang on, wait a minute. But we have an inspector. They took the girl's sandwich away.
And I also heard they didn't take anything away, but they brought her a lunch.
All right, they brought her a lunch, but right. Of chicken nuggets. I mean, first of all, why do we have a food inspector?
I've never heard of such a thing, and I think most people in most schools would say this isn't normal. So this is a very isolated incident.
No, it actually is. And every morning, I live in Alexandria, and every morning I have to date every single thing that I put in my child's lunch because food inspectors come and inspect my child's lunch. So it's not an isolated case. I have to date it because apparently the school and the state thinks that I'm going to rummage around my minivan and find a 4-day-old sack lunch to hand to him. So, you know, these state inspectors don't just go in and inspect the lunches that are being served at the schools. They are inspecting the lunches being packed by parents. It's totally insulting, the idea that I need some state inspector to make sure my child is eating, you know, food that I packed in the morning.
Well, I feel like what's insulting here is that what the USDA has deemed to be appropriate foods is somehow better than what a parent is packing. I don't agree with that. I think the USDA is completely beholden to agriculture, so they're making sure, for example, in this case, this kid didn't have milk. That was the whole problem. She had to have a container of milk to be considered appropriate, which is outrageous and ridiculous.
And I totally agree with you on, you know, farm subsidies, partly in the commodities that the schools get. I think that's a problem. But I don't think that if we're so appalled by what schools are serving our kids, then don't allow your kids to eat it. We should be encouraging parents to send their children with sack lunches. And here we have a school state inspector who actually discouraged a parent and, frankly, discouraged probably other parents in that school from doing it for fear that they'll get in trouble.
I think what we should be doing is pack a kid's lunch. That's fine as far as I'm concerned. And it is up to the parent to decide what they think is helpful or not, whether they're well-informed about science or not. But what we should be doing is insisting that the USDA provide actual helpful food. This is a great opportunity to try to turn back the fact that 1 out of 3 kids in this country is overweight or obese.
But isn't this the role of parents to deal with this stuff? I mean, I have a job. My job as a parent is to make sure that my kids eat healthy, and I'm not sure that the role of government is to go into every kid's sack lunch. I mean, I used a crude analogy yesterday. I mean, you know, for example, people will use contraception. Do we have to have a government inspector to make sure they use it right? I mean, my point here is this is not the role of government. When I went to school, my father made me the worst sandwiches on earth. My father took 2 pieces of white bread, Wonder Bread, and put 2 pieces of meat on it and threw it in a bag, and that was my lunch. So I'd go to school, and I'd either throw it out or throw it in my locker till it stunk, and I would go because I always worked as a kid, and I would buy cookies, cupcakes, brownies, and candy. And that's what I ate for lunch every day. If my friend brought in chicken, I'd take his father's chicken because I really liked the way his dad barbecued chicken, my best friend.
Well, you're kind of making the argument then that doesn't the school, which is provided by government, have this opportunity when you throw your sandwich away, your horrible, stinky sandwich?
Yeah, I got caught by the nuns a couple of times.
For you to eat. They should be monitoring. They're monitoring your life for 8 hours a day.
I don't need them to babysit me, for crying out loud. I turned out okay eating cookies.
Sounds like you did.
No,
well, but wait a minute. And sometimes I get the lecture about there are starving kids in the world. And I'm like, well, let them have the sandwich. I don't want it.
Well, if you know, one thing I think Susan's very like honestly concerned about is childhood obesity, and I think it's an issue that hey, it's fine if public policy makers are looking at this. I agree, it's not the role of the government to be feeding children or poking around in what parents pack their kids. But I think it's important that a lot of studies are saying that the thing that really helps children combat obesity is going to bed earlier, turning off the television, and sitting down to dinner at least 5 times a week. These things have nothing to do with anti-obesity programs, nothing to do with government. Those are parental responsibilities.